a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The June Heat Wave. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Dave, at first I thought it was bad when the National Weather Service tweeted that we hit 106 degrees, which was a record for June. That was yesterday afternoon. And then later in the afternoon, they tweeted it was 107 degrees, which is like, it just blows all the records right out of the water.
I thought it was a mistake. I was driving around, and the car temperature gauge, which, you know, is kind of iffy sometimes, it popped up at 107. I thought, no way. There's no way it's 107. And sure enough, I saw Grant Wayman tweet out, 107, it's a record.
So this prompted me to step outside and conduct a hotter than Hades temp check of all the things outside. And it's also brought to you by a little girl I met 6 years ago who I've never forgotten. Her name's Presley, and she was three at the time. And she'd gone to a Utah park here in Salt Lake County in the summer. And like all three, four, five, six-year-old, seven-year-old kids do, she sits down at the top of a plastic slide to come down it. And her mom's right there at the bottom waiting for her. Well, her mama had no idea what would happen next. And it landed little three-year-old Presley in the hospital. So I'm going to take you through how hot slides can get and why you need to be aware of it taking your kid to the park or if you have one in the backyard. And all of my other temp checks around my backyard yesterday. What gets hot at your house, Dave?
I have a metal slide. I have a metal slide in our backyard, and it gets toasty.
Yeah. Those do get hot, too. Those are, I'm sorry, did the 1970s call?
It's an old one.
Did they want
it's
their
old
metal
school.
Slide back? What's up with that?
It's not just razor blades at this point.
Well, when you replace it, I want you to buy this specific color. And I'm going to tell you what color it is in 4 minutes, okay? Because you're going to replace that slide for your grandkids, because your two kids are quite frankly too old.
All my kids are old now, yeah.
But you're not going to replace it with a metal slide. Okay, so in a moment, we're going to talk about what happened to Presley and that hot plastic slide on that day in the sun just a couple of years ago, 6 years ago now. But first, Primary Children's tested a car yesterday. You know, they do those yearly checks to remind all of us parents and grandparents and anybody porting a kid around in the back seat that it gets hot inside cars. And so they did this test at 10:30 yesterday morning. It was the mid-90s by then, and KSL TV's Jed Bull was there. So let's listen to what they found.
A half hour later, the temperature inside registered 126 degrees and still climbing. Approximately 40 children die each year nationwide after being left inside a hot vehicle. Here in Utah, 13 children have died since 1990. These are preventable accidents, and Primary Children's wants to help people remember when they have a child in the car. While it may seem unimaginable, we are all vulnerable to stress, lapses of judgment, and fatigue and distraction that could make a person forget about a sleeping child.
This year has brought all kinds of changes in routine, lots of stress, lots of fatigue. And so that combined with the record temperatures we're experiencing right now, unfortunately could be a recipe for disaster.
And just think about those car seats. I mean, how many times have you taken a little one out of those car seats and their back is just soaked because it's just so hot in the car? And that's when you're just in it and driving. It's just a very, very dangerous and hot area.
We talked about this earlier in the week, Dave, when you were on vacay, and special guest host Jason Perry was sitting in for you, and we decided that the best thing to do is put something in the back seat that you can't live without. So you turn around and you grab your wallet. You, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm taking my grandbaby to daycare. I think that's a great tip. makes it so you can't forget about them because you'd never leave anywhere without your iPhone. So then I read yesterday that this burn center in Arizona has been warning, Arizona residents that the pavement there, because it gets so doggone hot. It was 115 yesterday in Phoenix when I checked late in the day, 170 degrees to 180 degrees on the pavement. So between the hot car temp check that Primary Children's conducted yesterday and this Arizona burn center warning that the pavement there gets to be 180 degrees, ouch, 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 ouch. That was me going to the mailbox growing up in Arizona with bare feet. Ouch, 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 ouch. I can do this. I can do this.
As you're coming back with third-degree burns.
Mind over matter. Mind over matter. Just move quickly. And then the mailbox got stuck. Okay. The outside temperature was just over 100 degrees yesterday when I stepped into my backyard, and I tested a cement pathway. 151 degrees, Dave.
Oh, man. 151?
Yeah. And I've had this heat gun for years because in a
toasty.
Moment, yeah, you're going to hear how I used it back in 2015 when little Presley got burned on that hot slide on that June day. The composite deck in my backyard, you have that composite decking around. It's great because
yeah.
it doesn't fade.
Yep.
You don't get slivers.
Yeah, the Trex decks.
But your little puppy could get little paw burns. Your little baby, because they have such tender skin, could get, you know, burns in the bottom of their feet or if they're crawling. 167 degrees.
I felt that yesterday. I walked out on one of those decks barefooted.
What?
And I'm just doing a dance on it, like trying to get down to the grass.
The other day, I ran to the corner drugstore, Walgreens, and I think my car was parked out there for maybe 10 minutes. It has a sunroof. I know it sounds super fancy, but let's keep in mind it is a 7-year-old car. Sunroof was open, and it's got leather seats. I walk outside of Walgreens, and I've got shorts on, and I sit down on those leather seats, and I didn't think I was...
Ow.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be able to remove my backside from the leather seat. I'm sure...
I've melted these two leathers together.
I'm sure that the people inside Walgreens are like, what is that screaming?
Ice pack! Ice pack!
So I tested it yesterday in the sun, same situation, 179 degrees. 179. Yeah.
I had no idea it was that high.
Oh, yeah.
That really surprises me.
Okay. Then I have this outdoor lawn chair that I, every day after work when I get home, I need my 5-minute break from you. Like, I mean, you know what I
mean? You don't get any more than that. 5 minutes.
I got to recoup from Noriega. So I sit on this blue outdoor lawn chair and I measured the back cushion. 202 degrees. These are things you don't think about. You don't think about
them. We're right at the boiling point at that point, right? I mean, that's incredible.
You're going to lose your back.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got so little time. We got to talk about little Presley. So there are some serious burn dangers at your local parks for your kid. First of all, years ago when I was with KSL TV, they sent me out to measure the temperature of artificial turf because a lot of that is now going in at parks too, not just the football fields at the high school.
Yeah.
On a 98-degree day in 2017, I measured the artificial turf temps, and I told all the kids at the park, put your shoes on. It got to 186 degrees.
The artificial turf
did? At the park. Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. Well, we were talking to a Parks and Rec director yesterday, and he said, I know you guys hate that we water all these huge lawns, but they are great air conditioners. Mm-hmm. You know, the grass cools the environment. And it's true. I had no idea that artificial turf got that hot.
Should we save the dark slide versus yellow slide comparison and Presley's story for our 11 o'clock hour?
Yeah. Dang it. I hate running out of time.
We are way late on time. We're going to push that to our 11 o'clock hour. It is a story you have got to hear. And I'm going to do a heat comparison between the darkest slides at the playground and the lighter colored slides. And you're going to see why Dave Noriega, when he buys a new slide for his kids, needs to go with a certain color in their 11 o'clock hour.
I want the metal slide, though.
Hey, straight ahead, we've got a live phone call coming in. That's why we need to skedaddle to the discussion about Dixie State. It's getting a new name, and it is a mouthful. And it's not been getting rave reviews either. So we've got a live interview with the provost of Dixie State University to ask why this particular name won out.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.